Hello and welcome to the Mr. Brown Show. This is Mr. Brown.
This is Steve.
Hello, this is Aloy.
The Mr. Brown Show is going to have our AGM right now. So we can't entertain you. We would like you listeners to go and entertain yourselves by attending this other meeting. So you'll go ahead. Okay, let's start our committee meeting for the Leave No Man Behind Come How to Help the Poor Singaporeans program. Is everybody here?
Alim is on his way back from his aim for an Olympic Games gold medal committee meeting, Mr. Chairman, sir.
Ah, okay. I am very excited about that Olympics committee. I am certain now that a gold medal at the Olympics is within our grasp. Because we now have a committee looking into it.
Yes, sir. Now all we need are athletes.
So, where are we on our Leave No Man Behind Come How to Help the Poor Singaporeans program? We will start without Lim. Is the research committee assembled?
Well, sir, we have appointed a pro tem committee to select committee members for the committee to select the members of the Leave No Man Behind Come How to Help the Poor Singaporeans research committee.
Ah, good, good. Has the budget for this selection been approved?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. And to prevent abuse, we must have clear and transparent rules on the formation of this pro tem committee. So the drafting of the procedure is of most importance.
Yes, yes. We must select the selectors of the selectors of the research committee properly. What has the current temporary research committee suggested so far to help us leave no man behind?
Well, so far, the temporary research committee has suggested we spend $10,000 to paint artistic graffiti in a sewage drain in one of the heartland towns. This will bring art to the people so they don't feel so poor.
You guys want to spend $10,000 painting a drain? Are you sure? Are you sure that is enough? Did you include a budget for maintenance?
Oh yes, you're right. The artist did tell me that the painted drain will fade in about 6 months.
Make sure you set up a committee to look into the budget for maintaining this drain. After all, this is public money. We cannot be frivolous about it. When poor people see the beauty in our drains, they will be inspired to rise above their station and stop being a whining, complaining nation overly dependent on the government for help. What other ideas are there to help the poor?
The temporary research committee also suggested we install a $4 million wireless lighting system for one of the towns to monitor 40 HDB lamps 24 hours, 7 days a week, automatically. And this means we don't need to send inspectors to check the lamps manually.
Ah, good, good. Poor people need light too.
But why don't we hire more poor people to inspect the lamps manually?
Good one, Mr. Tan. Good one, Mr. Tan. What else is in our agenda today?
Budget, sir. We're going to need more funds to support the committees and subcommittees we have started to run the Leave No Man Behind Come How to Help the Poor Singaporeans program and the other projects mentioned.
Well, how about this? Raise the GST from 5% to 7%. Hey, hip-hop lessons don't pay for themselves, you know. Besides, it is better to increase the GST now when the economy is doing well rather than later when it's too near the elections. Huh? Let's start a committee to look into this scheme and to choose a catchy name.
For now, we'll call this plan Future Economic Development Assistance Plan, FEDAP, Fed Up. But we will budget for a famous branding consultancy to come up with a catchier name or to tell us to keep the same name. And also budget for an interactive website to explain in an e-delightful way how this GST hike helps the poor.
Good, good, good. 7% GST it is then. Next order of business. Let's look at how we can continue to attract the good people into our government by giving better pay packets. After all, in the light of the coming GST hike, we need to make sure we pay competitive salaries. The AGM of the Mr. Brown Show has ended. The minutes of this Mr. Brown Show AGM will be available at mrbrownshow.com. Thank you.